Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's up?
What up? What's going on, everybody? Internet radio land. It is Big Red and Brother B and the Minion. We in the house. Once again.
In the house, we here.
What up, y'all? What's going on? Listen, once again, apologies, you know, for last week. You know, things got a little hectic on both ends of the spectrum, so you know, I wasn't able to pull it off, but hope everybody had a great week, great weekend in between all that, So what's going
holiday.
On, Big Red? How are you? Oh yeah,
I'm
holiday.
You know, holiday. Good. Maintaining, just trying to figure out, once again figuring out things. People in this crazy world we live in.
I totally understand. I've been kind of lost in the sauce myself. I've just been, trying to find my way through it. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, with faith and time, things will manifest itself. Everything, positive direction. So,
definitely will.
Tonight's topic, better friends than family. Why do some friends, treat you better than, for family members? But before we get into that, I kind of wanted to, touch on a couple of things in terms of, current events. And
we can definitely do that, yeah.
I'm just finding it interesting about how this President-elect Trump has on Fifth Avenue and all these cops, he's kind of draining the resources of the city right now and crippling that Fifth Avenue area because...
like, it's not already like that.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, why, dude? Why are you doing this?
Because he can't.
That's not good enough to you. That's not good enough for you.
Definitely.
But
he knows that he can do it. He knows he can't. He just does it because this is what type of person that he is. He does it because he knows he can't.
Go to D.C. with that. Like I said, we have enough hard times in New York and traffic and the hustle and bustle and all this and that, but to have a certain radius of, cornered off where nobody can really walk through or drive through because he's there is crazy. And,
I don't know. He must think he's some type of king or something.
Well, what I'm saying? He's the president-elect, so he feels that he can do that.
Right. But still, he ain't.
Yeah.
He ain't king of Zamunda or nothing like that.
Well, what I'm saying? He damn near should be. He damn.
Okay, but that's just like the Clintons. They have an office in the city, but you don't see them cornering off the whole damn block because they have, you know, because they got their office or whatever there. Doesn't make no sense.
Yeah, it doesn't. It really doesn't. And I just can't. I don't know. I just can't fathom it. It's to me, it's kind of selfish. This is really arrogant. This is very rude. And given this season, you know, this time of year, like you're actually, like I'm sure there's some cops that are enjoying it because of the overtime, but then there's some that are just like, yo, I don't want to be here. I don't want to deal with this. And it's like you're forcing them to, you know, to be in the mix. Some of them don't want to do that, man.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't know about all that. But
he just doesn't care.
He doesn't. But I also wanted to speak on something else. And I don't know, we're going to wind up eventually doing a show on this. But it was about this NYPD cop that shot and killed a 66-year-old woman by the name of Deborah Danner. And she was a schizophrenic. And apparently, he claimed that she was coming at him with a bat.
Mm-hmm.
And
did that happen sometime in the summertime? Or that was recent?
I think this is recent. This is recent. So, you know, people were saying that it kind of mirrors the Eleanor Bumper situation that happened back in 84.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not going to say anything, you know, when it comes to the police thing and the badge, because that's something totally different than itself. But on my job, I've encountered, you know, EDPs, which are, you know, is an acronym for
emotional disturbed
person, you know, person. And, I do security. So you kind of encounter all types of people. And if we're held to a certain standard when dealing with the public and certain people, I don't see why anyone else shouldn't either. Now, I don't understand how this woman was killed when these cops carry tasers, they carry probably OC spray and all this. You have all these other things at your, you know, your disposal, but yet this woman was shot and killed. Now you know that something was wrong with her. You know it.
Mm-hmm.
You may not know if she was a schizophrenic or not, but you knew coming on to the scene that there was something wrong. Who knows? I don't know if somebody told them or let them know or whatever, but you knew something was wrong.
But why let me say this. Go ahead.
Why the first instinct is to shoot? Why is the first instinct to go for your gun to kill someone like that's not very much in control of their emotions? Like, when does like logic really start to dictate things in your brain to actually be like, oh, if I shoot and kill this person, I can say I'm in fear for my life, but really, the person is not really in control of their own. They're not in their own sound mind. So then you being in fear for your life, but there are other ways to go about it.
But the whole thing in that is that they're trained for that. That's first thing. They're trained for those type of situations. Secondly, once again, I've worked for NYPD's 911, and we are also trained for those type of situations, because when we get those calls of EDPs, we have to ask certain types of questions in order to, because sometimes you have to, most of the time you have to get EMS involved. You have to ask questions. We always ask the questions, is the person barricaded? Are they, or what part of the house are they in, or where are they at that you see them doing whatever they're doing? And one of the questions are also asked is, does the person have a weapon? So my thing is, guess what? When that question is asked and the person that's making the call says, no, this person doesn't have a weapon, that is also dispatched to the police officers. So my thing is this, just like you said, why did you have to go for your gun? Why did you have to shoot and kill her? Because I didn't hear the 911 call, and I'm sure it's going to come out, because when things like that happen, they have to go, you know, those tapes have to be played. Now, the 911 caller asked, sir, ma'am, does this, the EMS, you know, asked, is there, you know, was there a weapon or is there a weapon? And the person says, no, this person doesn't have a weapon on him. Then guess what? Now, what excuse are you going to give or you going to say for the reason why this woman was shot and killed?
Exactly. I mean,
if she had no weapon, you guys, once again, this is dispatched to you guys from 911. This is dispatched, and they let you know the person doesn't have a weapon. They're such and such and such. They're on the corner. They're acting erratic, but this person doesn't have a weapon on.
Well, she had.
So then, what excuse are you going to say for killing this woman?
Well, the thing is, she had a bat. So,
you know,
with that being said, that's to be like, you know, I was afraid for her life because I thought she was going to beat my brains out. And, you know, I'm just trying to find out, like, well, I'm not trying to really find out. You know what I'm saying? It's just questions. Like I said, it's
right.
Current events. We're talking about certain things. And it's just like, are they mentally ill, like, in this country or just in our city alone? Are they really safe? Because too many times, you hear about people getting shot, and some of them are just, like, not in sound mind. So, like, because they're not in their right frame of mind, does that give you reason to just label them, like, bad and just shoot them? Or does, you know what I'm saying, whose life trumps whose, you know, when it comes to a situation like that? You know, your life is more important.
She had the bat. All right, she had the bat, but, I mean, okay. You could say you were in fear for your life, but my thing is this. Was she swinging the bat? Did she hit somebody before she got to you guys, before you got there? Did she end up injuring somebody with the bat? And just like you said, you knew this woman was mentally ill. So my thing is, you find out what's going on before you just go ahead and take action. Just, okay, I'm a shooting killer. Like,
yeah.
It's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Well, they're saying that, the guy basically broke the mental illness rules.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I guess there's going to be some type of consequences that he's going to have to face because of that. But, you know, it's just sad when somebody has to lose their life because someone chose to break the rules.
Or they just
made a bad choice.
Mm-hmm.
And that choice happened to cost someone their lives. You know, and
absolutely.
You know, it's just crazy. Yeah, it is. But you know, this is really lived. This is what we have to deal with. And once again, you know, ignorant people will take it the wrong way and say, "Oh, he's anti-cop or anti-NYPD. Listen, I'm just anti-asshole. I'm just anti-ignorance. You know what I'm saying? I'm just anti, like, you know, just not doing your job. Like, yo, just do what you're supposed to do. You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly. You do your job correctly.
It doesn't have anything to do with any other police officer. No, there's some fine police officers out there. There's some police officers out there that just don't want to get involved in the drama and everything else that's going on, and I get it. You know, I get it. But then there's some who just love it, they eat it up, and they, you know, they take it for what it is. And then they wonder why they're miserable, because they're subscribing to the BS. You know, but, you know, once again, this is the menu, rocking with Big Red and Brother B. Guest calling number is 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. So, our topic for tonight, better friends than family.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, you started this one. This is what you wanted. So, yeah. So, No, you're gonna have to, you know.
Basically, you know, being that we just, I wish we, had gotten a chance to do it last week, because that was just like right after the Thanksgiving holiday, and I'm sure some of our listeners had to encounter going or being around family that you just like just for the sake of maybe an elder, and you went and you deal with certain things or certain things, and you really don't want certain things or certain family that you really rather not deal with, but you deal with it. And it's just like, I say, it's like sometimes you don't feel like family when you're around certain family members. You don't feel that family. And, like I said, because of maybe elders or certain people in the family, you deal with it. But it's like, I personally, and this is my personal thing, I don't like being around if I don't feel like family. It makes it difficult. To me, it makes it difficult. And you can be, and the thing is, you can be around, like, friends that's not blood related, and you feel, it's like a more comfortable situation. And it's just like, I wonder why is it like that? Like, what is it about that family or certain family members, or what is it about that, the fact that, you have these, like I said, these are your blood relatives. These are people that you either grew up in the house with, or you grew up around, or like I said, they're blood relatives, and they take advantage, or they treat you a certain way, or they act like you're not even family to them. But then you have people that's not blood relatives, and they treat you more like family than your own family. So,
well,
I mean,
that's a mouthful right there.
Oh yeah, it is.
I throughout the years, I've always kind of wondered that myself. Like, how is it that some people in the street treat you better than, your own, flesh and blood? And throughout the years, you kind of come up with your own answers to these questions. And the only thing I can, think of that really, comes to mind is the fact that as a family member, people think that, oh, well, we're family, so you're supposed to do this or you're supposed to do that. You know what I'm saying? But with a friendship, it depends. There may be certain expectations there. There may be certain expectations that are not. But, one thing for certain, so it's always something that's going to be thrown in your face. Oh, well, that's my family, so I know they'll do it for me. And if you don't do it, they're going to look at you like.
Talk about you.
Yeah, exactly. So I look at it as like, once again, as that whole thing of where there's expectations. Like I said, that's all I can really see. Because, once again, we family. So you turn around, you don't think that your family is ever going to say no, or your family is just not going to do certain things.
What about the ones that you do something and then they talk about what they did for you? Okay, we family, you shouldn't talk. My thing is, you doing that because that's what you want to do, but don't sit up there and brag about it or make it seem like I was begging you for it, or, you understand what I'm saying? Like, don't,
Well, that also goes to the thing with the ego. Because, I'm sure there's people in the family with the egos, and they say they're going to do this, or they say they're going to do that, and next thing you know, nothing ever really happens. La Abeja Negra. I said La Abeja Negra. I'm like me. I'm the black sheep. La Vieja Negra. The Black.
Oh, God.
You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I mean, really, because. People like put a question mark on me like a mystery for years. Like, listen, I'm not going to. How can I put this? I'm not going to be antisocial towards, you know what I'm saying, my family, but at the same time, I mean, do you really think I'm going to let you pee on my head and tell me it's rain just because we related? No, I can't do
but
that.
But see, that's what I'm saying. But that's what I mean by, like, just what you just said. It's not about being anti, because just like you said, it's like, oh, if you don't come around, then it's like, oh, you're antisocial. Oh, that person is. Like, believe me, you know, like I said, we're family. We're blood family. So you know the things that we talk about within our own family.
Yeah,
so that's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, if you don't think like how how they think or other people think or whatever, it's like, oh, you're an outcast or oh, something's wrong with you because you're not conforming to the way they think. And it's like, listen, if you want to think in that square box and that's the only thing that you want to, that's the only way that you can function, is like, that's you. I have other views on other things in life. And it's like, it is what it is. It doesn't make me any less of a family member or any more of a family member. We all have different views of different things, but then don't gang up on me or gang on me or you know, like certain family members are gang, you know, they'll try to gang up on you because you're trying to, you know, you're trying to maybe, you know, well, that sounded a little different, but yeah, when you're trying to maybe think outside the box or maybe not thinking like them, I guess you feel that, oh, you know, you're not supposed to say something to certain family members. It's like, that's the problem. It's like, you have to, you know, it's like somebody, people ought to be able to say certain things to family members or whatever, without it being always a problem or an issue or anything like that, especially these younger generation coming up, you know?
But this younger generation coming up, like, a lot of them are soft. They Twinkies. They just plain Twinkies with the nasty cream.
Okay, let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. Like, for instance, my sister, the youngest daughter, Denise, the one that's about to be 14 years old. Now, once again, she's a female. She doesn't have a dad around anymore. He's not, you know, he's, you know, passed away. And now it's just her and her mom. She has her sisters, but the sisters are older, doing their own things with their life. They have their own children, so they can't be around 24 hours. They can speak to her, but it's but so much they can say, because then I'll just give you an example. Well, I'll just let you know what happened with that. But it's just the fact that, okay, this is Thanksgiving. Now you see how the weather is. It's cold. You know, young lady has on a sweater dress, but it's kind of short. No stockings on, some little tic-tac summer shoes. But it's like every time I see you, this is your attire all the time, from the summer to the winter time. It's just like, all right, something's not right. You understand what I'm saying? But if I try to speak to you on these things and try to show you that you need to present yourself a different way besides looking like that, it's like then the mother says, oh, it's Thanksgiving. Why are you talking to us? Why are you asking this? Why are you saying this? Why are you saying that? Then my father, he co-signs on it. Then it becomes an argument. Why does it have to be an argument? That's my niece, and I don't want to see her go down a certain road. But you're getting on me, and then comes the mother, the sister says, oh, well, you know, my sister, worry about your own children. Oh, really? So when your 14-year-old daughter gets herself in a situation, which I God forbid that she does, it's worry about my own children. You see what I'm saying? But then you don't mind somebody else
talking to your child or somebody else saying something to your child, but as long as it's not me. And this is what I mean by, this is what I mean by, I'm your family. I'm your sister. We are blood sisters. Why is it that every time I say something, it's always a problem? It's just not about, it's just not that. It's anything. And it's always a problem. It's just like, wow. Okay.
Well, I think, like I said, it's that whole thing is like we're family. There's the ego, and it's like I should be able to say whatever I want to say. And it's just, today.
But if I'm like telling you personal something, right? Right, but if
well,
I'm
they
my
not, they,
is
they
if
may
I'm
not
telling
see
you
it as right.
Huh?
They mean she may not see it as right. I mean, come on now. Like, listen. Not every knife in the drawer is sharp.
Okay, but my thing is this. Okay, I could see if I was saying something, and then once again, well, I'm gonna put you later. Also, when I was speaking to my niece, it's not like I was loud, and I was talking to her, so I didn't want to be too, you know, loud. Just, you know, not to embarrass her or anything like that. Because, like I said, we have. You know, everybody, you know, family was there. So I didn't want to, you know, be too loud. But then now you want to cause attention to what I'm saying to us. And now you just made it worse.
Well.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's,
I don't know.
I don't know either. I just, I mean, I've asked myself that question time and time again. You know, how does a stranger on the street, you know, at times treat you better than your own family, your so-called
mm-hmm.
family? And the way I look at it is, you know, like, yo, I don't know, man. I've been in that situation too, and it's funny, I've been in that situation so many times. And you would think you would have, like, an answer for it other than, you know.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, you would think, but.
Brother B, that's what I'm saying. You would, it's like you said, you've been in a situation plenty of times and you would think that you would have some type of answer or, you know, maybe by now. You know, my thing is, you got, once again, we all get older, we all have to grow up, but it's just like, what, you know, like it must. My thing is, if you treat me a certain, my thing is as family. If you treat me a certain way, or you're acting a certain way towards me, or you coming at me a certain way, it must be something about me that you don't like. You understand what I'm saying? It must be something about me because it can't. I don't have that issue with anybody else, but it's always an issue between me and you. And like I said, I'm not. I know that. You're not going to get along. I'm not expecting to get along because nothing's going to be perfect with anybody in your family. You're going to have a time where you're going to agree to disagree, but you know what? When you have that time to agree or disagree, usually you can say, all right, you know what, listen, that was in the past. We're done with that. Okay, let's move on. But then it's like with every time, it's always an issue, and then it's like you just keep hovering on the same thing, or you keep coming at me in the same way, then it must be something about me that you have a problem. That's how I see it.
Well, I kind of see it the same way, because first of all, why are you even coming at me?
Right, exactly.
You know, there's some people that you see just, you know, at a sermon on Sunday. And then, you know, later on that day, they just turn around and it's just like blasphemy. Like, well, didn't you just go to church earlier? Like, Angie, why are you talking all this stuff now? And, like, I just, you know, I really don't get it. I mean, a friend, well, there's certain expectations you never put on a friend, or you won't even look to put on a friend. But certain things
mm-hmm.
with family, yeah, certain things you expect in a family member to do and not to do when it
right.
comes to, you know, your, you know, the situation, you know, at hand. But I stay away, and you know me. Like, I stay away. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't get in the mix. I don't
want to
get in the mix.
Yeah, I feel you on that, but you know, like I said, and as I said in the beginning, only because of my, I can say because of my father, and he's the only parent I have right now. That's the only reason why I engage sometimes. But otherwise than that, you know, after that, it's going to be like, it's really going to be distance, because it's just like, I don't want to keep engaging and you keep, once again, like I said, it's something about me that you have a problem with. Anytime I say something, anytime I, you know, like I said, I say, once again, I'm not a mute or a mime, and I'm not just going to sit there and twiddle my thumb. I'm going to have an opinion. I'm going to talk, because you don't like what I'm saying, because I'm saying something that maybe you don't want to hear. So now you want to come at me, you want to say things, you want to, oh, this, you know, it's like, why? It's not, it has nothing to do with me being perfect or I know everything, but it's just that, once again, I'm trying to help you out from getting yourself crazy later on down the line, because once again, you're not a young person. This girl is going to be 14 years old at the end of this month, and you up there in your 50s, and you can assert that your patience is very short, especially with young kids.
Yeah,
okay.
This is
your patience get very short, and now, like I said, these young people are different from when the older girls were like 13, 14, and 15 years of age, when that was back in like maybe the late 80s and 90s. You know, that was a different time. This is totally different now.
Yeah.
But you know what? Like, once again, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't know how or why. And just like you said, it's like for years you tried to say, well, you know what, maybe, you know, you try to think about it, but you know what I'm going to keep thinking about it for, and I know it's nothing that I'm doing, or I'm not doing anything that anybody else would do. It's just that you have a personal problem with me. And that's how I feel. You have it, your personal problem is with me. And you showing it every time because of the treatment or the way that you act towards me.
Well, all I can say to that one is, mother made him, mother had him, and mother. But anyway, you know, like I said, it just mainly boils down to the whole thing is like, yeah, you my family, so you're supposed to do this. That's just my friend. They ain't got to do it. But you my family, so you're supposed to do this. And it's like,
right,
why am I supposed to do it? Like, why am I supposed to do it, like, for you? You know, and it's weird. The dynamics of it is weird because I feel that, yeah, I have some friends that are better than family.
Mhm.
And
yeah.
Or I wouldn't say better than family. They treat you different.
Right. They treat
you different. But then again, it's who's to say that it may start off one way, but once you bring them more into the fold, they turn around and they start acting like how your family members are acting anyway.
Oh my God! Yes. That's crazy too. But I think it's the same thing. I think it just boils down to maybe that person has, you know. And I hate to use the J word, jealousy. I hate to use that word a lot of times. But I think I really do, because especially when it comes to people, period. I'm just going to just say family, but when it comes to people, period, I don't like using that word because it may not be that, but you got to look at it, like, when you start to break it down and you look at it and you try to analyze it and you think about it, it's like, what other reason would they have to treat you like that? Or what other reason would they have to say certain things or do certain things? What other reason would they have to do that?
Not
and
enough
I say
love
all
from
the time.
Uh-huh.
And I say
love.
It all the time. I say it all the time. You don't even, it's like, I don't even have nothing. So what are you jealous for? You don't even
because
have to have anything
you know
to
why?
Jealousy.
because you don't have nothing. If you notice, the people that don't have any, they're happy, are the ones that are always persecuted the most.
Good observation.
The people who don't have anything, but they're always happy and thankful for what they have, they're always persecuted the most.
Yep, you're absolutely right.
It's crazy because you're trying to basically tell me because I'm not crying over my situation, or I'm not bugging you for anything or stressing you for anything because of my situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a bad person. I'm a bad person. There's something's wrong with me because I'm not sitting there, oh, woe is me, and this, that, and third. Like, listen, like I said, you already know my track record. It, you know, I've been in the ring and had to, you know, deal with it, you know, on both ends, but mainly from some family members. And the whole thing is, really and truly, everyone is on a, you know, it's on a case-to-case basis. But,
right.
You know, in this case, I mean, yo, real talk, it just sucks situation. It really stinks because you know, like I said, I can understand that you may not be in a position to do whatever you can, however you can, for certain individuals. Like a friend, like it seems like a friend will understand that, and a friend will try to find a way. It's not to say that a family member wouldn't, but there's certain families. You ever notice there's certain family members like you just don't ask shit for? Like I'm not asking shit.
Oh yeah.
Like I could like I could be drowning, and I wouldn't ask you to save me.
No, absolutely not.
And it's
absolutely
like,
not.
But and the sad part is because you know either A, they're gonna throw it in your face, or B, they're gonna wind up using it to hold it against you somewhere along the line. See, now a friend, a real friend, doesn't do
exactly.
You know what happens.
That's my whole point. Yep, exactly. And it's just like it's just I don't know. I don't know, but just like you said, it's just like you try as much as you possibly can not to engage. And once again, I think you know how you ever see like the movie Soul Food, like they were together and they came together only because of the mother. But then what happened when the mother passed away? That's when all hell broke loose. They still tried to keep it together, but, you know, that's when everything just, you know, went all over the place.
Yeah.
So it's just crazy. It's just, I don't know. I can't call it. I've been trying to figure out, and, you know, it's just, like I said, it's just sad, and it's sad, and especially sad when it's like, a brother or a sister, like, you know, other family members that you may not see too much as, you know, all right. You know, but still, but you know, when it's like I said, you grew up in, you know what I'm saying? You grew up in the same household. We all grew up in the same household. Okay, so what's the problem? You know, I don't know if that came from maybe, once again, I was too young, but maybe it, you know, came from, you know, the mother and the father, maybe that, I don't know. I don't know what the heck was going on, but just saying.
Wasn't supposed to. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, there's certain things that you just don't want to know. There's certain things you just don't want to deal with. And, you know, nowadays it just seems like you got to have distance. You want distance between you and.
Yeah. Just like you said, you have to have distance.
Yeah, like just the family members that you can, you gotta love them from afar.
Mm-hmm.
You
oh,
gotta
yeah.
see,
yeah.
you gotta see them on the other side of the train platform. Hey, you know, how you doing? And then they start
yeah.
walking towards you. You're like, oh no, I gotta move. I gotta go to the other side. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, like, no, don't do that. Don't do that.
Yeah, it's like,
no,
all
you
I
don't,
want to say was hi.
Stuff.
You know, just don't. Yeah, don't. Yeah, that's you know, that's basically how I am with certain, you know, with that. It's just like I can't. It's like, ugh, no, I got to deal with you from, you know, just around like holiday time. Maybe you know, I may give you a call maybe once a year. You know, that's about to, you know, as much as I want to engage with you like that once a year type thing. You know, after that,
because their attitude will scare you off.
Oh, okay.
The attitude,
thank,
oh,
thank
why
you.
You not doing this? Or you should be doing
thank
that.
You.
Or maybe you can do this. Or maybe you go peel a banana. Or maybe you go eat some coconut. Or maybe you make a coconut soup. It's
yeah.
like why,
yeah.
do you, why do you still need to open up your mouth? Like, once again, a friend that's going to ride with you.
Right.
They're going to tell you when you're screwing
no, and,
up.
And
you're
no matter
screwing
how
up.
Far or near. And no matter how far or near. Like, a two friends, you know, listen. No matter how far or near they're going to, you know, they'll try to, you know, give you a call, give you a text. Hey, how you doing? Everything okay? Kids okay? Everybody all right?
Yeah.
Oh, God. But then you got these family, some of these family members, and all they want to call, they call you up, and all they want to talk about is them, me, oh, what was me, why, how come, how, you know, that's all they want to talk about. They don't never say, well, listen, how are you doing? Are you okay? How's your kids? How's your, you know, your side of the town? They only worried about themselves. So, and yeah, that's another reason why it's just like, you know, I'll just deal with you once a year, possibly. If that.
Yeah, I think that's the real secret behind holidays. And people get together for a little while and be like, all right, I ain't got to see you until, like, when, next year?
Uh-huh.
2 years from
uh-huh.
now? Like, the holiday on the leap year or something like that? I'm like, I ain't got to deal with
you
anymore.
How you say 2 years from now?
Yeah, it's something you can't just deal with anymore.
Yeah,
you know.
I think, like I said, that's. I think that's the key to just having some type of sanity on that subject, because it's like, you know what, I can't engage with you all the time. This can't be I can call you every day, or we can get on the phone and I could talk to you at least once. I can't do that with you because it's going to take too much of my brain cell to even do that. Yeah, it's going to take too much.
Like I said, if you boil it down to looking at, you know, depending on what type of, you know, situation you have going on with a friend, you know, I mean, the situation you have going on in general. A friend will just always be that rider.
Mm-hmm.
There's always going to be that rider. And like I said, I stopped trying to figure it out a long time ago. People are going to be people no matter what you do or no matter
That's
what you
true.
Say.
You're right. And you know what? I'm learning that. I'm getting it and I'm learning it. Like I said, the only reason why I ain't gay sometimes is because of, you know, the elder that's still here. So that's the only reason why I engage sometimes. But otherwise than that, I just don't. I just don't, you know, I talk to the nieces and the nephews of the parents, but the parents, I the sister and the brother parents of the two, I can't deal. I'd rather, like I said, I just talk to the children and that's it. I can't. The parents, they on their own planet. I can't be bothered. I cannot be bothered. And you know the funny thing about it, my kids, you know what's so funny? My children can talk to them, or they talk to my children, or, you know, and I don't have a problem with it. I may not agree with everything that they may say to them at certain times, but or whatever, but it's like, I don't mind. I don't have a problem. I would never be like, oh, don't say nothing. No, don't do that. You know, but I mean, listen, whatever it is, what it's going to be. But it seems like when I say something, it's always an issue. It's always a problem. It's always, okay, listen, not a problem.
I'm just sitting right over here.
No, I said, you know what's so funny? It's just like, you know, and it's just sad because I think sometimes, like, even with the, like, even if they know your friends and they know that, I think sometimes I think they get a little jealous. When we were talking about the jealousy part, I think it's because I think sometimes they get a little jealous if you have a better relationship with, like, with your friends better than you have with them. Like, I think they know it, that you have a better relationship with the friend, with friends, like your own friends. And I think they get a little on the jealousy part with that, too. Mm-hmm. I think they get a little, you know, like, I'm friends with y'all. How y'all so close? And, I'm blood relative, and you ain't even close to me. And I've heard that before, you know.
What?
I've heard that. Huh?
What? What was that last part? You said what? You've heard what?
No, I said I've heard that. I said I've heard that before where I've had... Well, actually, my brother had said that, he had said something about how I do something for my friends before him, and I'm your brother. And I'm looking at this dude like, yo, are you serious? I'm looking at him like, seriously? I'm like, yeah, wow. And it's like, how old? Like, my thing is, it's like, how old are you? And you saying something like that? It's like, I can't. It's crazy. I don't understand. I don't understand it.
Now, it ain't meant to be understood. There's certain things you gotta kind of walk away from and just leave it alone.
Yeah.
Because for years I've dealt with it, and I certain things I'm just not trying to understand anymore. Listen, if you don't like me, all right, fine. Let's agree on one thing. You leave me alone, and I'll leave you alone.
Yeah.
But, you know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you ought to be kidding me. Like, are you going to sit up there and say something like that? Like I said, the thing is, listen, if you know that you're not being a brotherly, or you're not being that relative that you're supposed to be, well, what you expect me to do? Yeah, I'm going to treat that friend better. I'm gonna do certain things that I don't do with you, because guess what? This person has shown me that I can depend on them for something. I can't depend on you for anything.
Well, what
but
I
then
don't
when
like
they come,
is... mm-hmm. Wait, no, go ahead, finish. I'm sorry. No, go ahead, finish.
No,
finish.
I was just saying, you know, I can depend on them for certain things, and the thing is, I can't depend on you for certain things, because when I come to you, it's always an excuse or, you know, I don't say him and hon and oh, I don't have it and this. But guess what? I can go to that friend and that friend be like, yo, I got you. Just give me a minute, or I got you. Don't, you know, whatever. Don't worry about it. Or I got, you know, just like you said, I got to worry about you doing it, and then you going to talk about me, or you going to tell everyone, oh, look what I did. No, then I don't need nothing from you then. No, thank you. No, thank you.
Well, that just goes back to the situation of like, okay, so. You ever seen that family member talk to, like, all up on the other family member, but then they show you the shade, and then you were like, what is that all about? Like, what did I do to you? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, but once again, it just goes back to that individuals, like, everybody is their own individual, of course. So it's just that it's their natures, I guess, kind of just who they are. Like, they...
Yeah.
They're just on that, like, real, it's kiddish, it's childish, it's a childish thing.
Yeah, it really is.
Like, so, well, I'm going to talk to this person, I'm not going to talk to you, because this is this, that, and the third, and it's like, really? Are you really going to do that right now? Really?
Yeah, you really going to do that. Yeah, it is childish, it's very childish. It is definitely childish, definitely, and it's just like, they don't see anything wrong with that. And then, like I said, then they want to tell people, oh, well, she don't talk to me, and, oh, she don't call me, she don't do... Dog, did you ever stop and think maybe why I don't speak to you or talk to you? Like, do you think, do you really stop and think? No, you. I don't think that you, exactly, I don't think that you do. It's not, I don't stop and talk to some, oh, I don't talk to a certain person just because I just don't feel like talking to you. There has to be a reason why I don't engage with you.
Maybe you're a putz. Maybe you're just a damn putz. That's all. I don't talk.
Right. Like, you don't get it. And I think that's what's wrong with just, like, this society going on now where people just don't, they don't stop. Like I said, we're all not perfect. We're not perfect. Nobody is perfect. But if you're the only person that I have that problem with, then it must be you. It can't be me because you're the only person I have a problem with, that I have that problem with. And then my thing is this. Look around you with other people. Don't you know that other people don't engage with you either? Like, don't they get that? Don't they see that?
No. So many people don't get that stuff. So many people are just so, that's like, oh, well, you know, they're missing out. Missing out on what? You know what I'm saying?
They're missing out.
Like, you don't want to talk to me, then you're missing out. Like, really? What am I missing out on?
And you know what's so funny? Like, you know, not only that, I'm glad you said that, but not only that, but you know what I think it is also? I think they do have people that surround them, but see, those people give them what they want. They just, like you said, they stroke their ego. They give them what they want.
They got their own groupies.
Yeah. Exactly. That's their fans. So, like I said, they co-sign on everything they say. And, oh, yeah, yep, you right.
They got their own Flavor Flav.
Yep.
They got their own personal Flavor Flav.
Yeah, right, man.
That's all. Yeah, exactly. I mean, listen, you know, I love my family. And, you know, we blood. I mean, it's not everybody you can deal with. Not everybody,
right.
You know, you're going to be on the same page with. You know, I remember one time I had this landlord and he told me, Byron, oh, you're like family. And I'm like, oh, don't say that. Cause you know, sometimes family treats you like, you tell me I'm like family. Then, oh God, I'm expecting you to start treating me real funny. But
right. Be all crazy.
But it's just like, I don't know if it ever was what it was, but things just aren't what they used to be. The dynamics of home, morals, family in general, the unit, things are just, it's not what it used to be, man. I mean, especially like when the head, like the matriarch, passes on, and then it's like everything crumbles from there.
Yep, exactly.
Everybody start losing their goddamn mind.
Oh, yeah.
There's no more get-togethers. No more going over each other's house for the holiday because it's like...
Right, just like soul food, yeah, exactly. Yep.
You know, like, oh, the matriarch is going like, oh, no, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm depressed. You know what I'm saying? But, of course, they wouldn't want that. But yet you do it anyway. So it's like it's the whole structure. But it's also... what they call social engineering, like that's been going on for like decades. And it's just worked its way so much into the point to where you can't really, like you look to somebody else before you look to a family member. Because once again, a family member will either try to make you feel like, oh, you owe them something, or they'll try to put it on you, make you feel like, oh, you lazy, or you just don't want to do this, you just don't want to do that. Like, yo, listen, I ain't ask you all that. I asked you for this, and this, this, and that. Like, if I ask you for macaroni and cheese, like, don't give me a turkey sandwich. That's not what I asked for.
Don't want to give me a turkey sandwich.
Yeah, don't give me a turkey sandwich, especially a turkey sandwich, a dry ass turkey sandwich on toast with no mayonnaise. Like, what the hell am I going to do with that? Choke?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, really? But,
like them Popeye's biscuits.
Yeah, exactly. Give you an asthma attack trying to chew one of them damn things. But it's like, I mean, really? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's really no, like, no structure. Like, nobody wants to try and do the, you know, hey, I love you, man. Let's hang out and this and that. It's like your family rarely do that. But your friends in the street, yeah. People that you
right.
judge me, yeah. Because it seemed like, you know, nowadays somebody's always looking for some action or something to get into or some type of hangout or go bar hopping or something. But you do that
right.
with your family, yeah, you can't judge him. But then next thing you know, you start talking about depression shit.
Yeah, exactly. Or you want to talk about something, next thing you know, everybody want to fight and argue, and it's just like, nah, mm-mm. Nah, I don't want to fight.
Yeah.
I don't want none. And like I said, certain family members you can get together and be with and, you know, just have a good time. You know what I'm saying? You can't do that. You know what I'm saying? But then
no,
it's just like I said, the one time.
I said, no, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, some of them you can't do that, but then you know, like I said, you know the ones that you can't do that with. You know the people that you can't bring around, your friends, or you can't bring around, you know, or you just can't, like I said, you can't go out with them or you can't do certain things because you know it's going to be a miserable time or they're going to, you know, just like you said, they're going to find something and next thing you know they're going to be bringing up depression and stuff or like I said, they're going to be ready to fight you and all. It's like, come on, I ain't got time for that. I ain't got time. Life is too short for that, so.
You're absolutely right. That's why, you know, you got to make your decisions wisely because it's like you never know who you're dealing with or what you're dealing with. And just because, you know, you may share the same blood doesn't always mean that they're family. It doesn't always mean that you can trust them or, you know, they're going to do what's, you know, in your best interest.
Right. Absolutely.
So,
absolutely. I guess we'll get the answers to it one day in life. Who knows?
We may never know. How many licks does it take to get to the center of Tootsie Roll Tootsie Pop before I want to know anything else pertaining
That's
to
right.
that whole. Yeah. I don't want to know about
that. I'm going to shoot that owl and make a two-piece out of him. He ain't telling me Rance.
I don't want to know nothing about that, you know. But like I said, it is what it is on that note. Because you can turn around and have a friend for so many years, and they can wig out on you too, just like
that's true.
A family member would. And
I sit back
looking like, really. Like, wow, like you thought that you knew some person, but you really didn't.
Yep.
And it kind of just makes you feel funny on the inside. Like, wow, I felt cheated. Like, I went into the store to, you know what I'm saying, to buy French fries, and they just gave me a potato. Like, you said, do it yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Do it yourself.
Knife is like there, grease is like there. You know, so.
Mm-mm-mm. Unbelievable,
no.
I say it. I can't.
It's so good.
But
it's all good. So, you know. But, you know, I guess back to our rantings and ravings, you know. We do have a new year. You know, the new year is upon us. It will be upon us soon. And, you know, I hope that our new president-elect will try to quell some fears and, you know, let some people know that, you know, things are, you know, nothing is really going to change, like, drastically. You know, we're going to do some things subtle, but we really need to start working on, like, ourselves as individuals as a whole, like, or at least unifying more, you know, as a people. You know what
right.
I'm saying? Not as a color. But, yeah, I'm probably wishing on a four-leaf clover for that one. But anyway, I'm hoping that, you know, with all the hate that's been spewed, that, you know, somebody, like, people will take notice and be like, we can't keep doing this. Like, cause this is nothing but, like, hate. Like, we can, you know.
Well,
we need to do something about this because a change needs to happen before the aliens come or the Walking Dead.
Right.
Either way, you wave me out.
Listen, hate has been around for so many years. It's become a norm. It's supposed to be there. This is supposed to be there. You have to have hate. You have to have.
And it's sad
that it's like that. And no, it's not. It really isn't. It's sad that it's like that. It's like a norm. It doesn't. It's not. It doesn't. You know, we say, okay, we wish it would go away, or we have to do things to change it to make it go away. But then it's like I said, it's such a normal thing that now that I don't think people know. I don't think people will know how to take it away or how to make it go away.
That's a damn shame. That's a damn shame if no one really knows how to just stop hating or,
right,
you know, start getting into the groove or just stop being so reliant on it.
Right. I don't think they know how. And it's just like when you, I think, like as we know with things going on in this world now, it's just like when you start, once again, when you start thinking outside the box, then you get targeted. Then you're the problem. Then it's something wrong with you because you're thinking out outside the box. So something's wrong with you.
It's true.
Yeah, when you start doing that, it's just like a free thinker. So it's like they start getting down. Free thinker, like it's hate to hate and start tasing you and all kinds of stuff. So it's just crazy. It just doesn't make no sense. It's horrible. But I hope.
Yeah, it is. But eventually, you know, things will get better. Like I said, either the zombie apocalypse or the aliens going to come and take all the stupid people. The stupid people are growing. They're growing in numbers.
Are they? Oh my goodness, are they? And it's just like you know, they make it seem like, you know, it's like, and once again, that's going back to what we just said. It's just like these things are the norm. Like being hateful is the norm. Being stupid is normal. Not using your common sense is normal. And that's what it is. It's like these things are normal, and when you are on the opposite side of that, it's like, oh, something's wrong with you. Oh, no, something's wrong with you because you're not thinking like how we think. Last time I checked, you're supposed to use your common sense. But no, you're not, you know what I'm saying? It's like you're supposed to use common sense, but because you're using common sense, then there's something's wrong with you because you're using common sense. No, you're supposed to be like us, and you're not supposed to use your common sense. You just will do, say what you want, whatever, and, you know, you're supposed to hate everybody and hate things, and, you know, that's the normal now. That's the sad part about it. That's the normal now.
Yeah, no, I wonder if I should, I don't know, it just makes you, a lot of things are going, it just makes you think, like, you know, check it out, everybody, you know, us at the menu, man, we try to, you know, talk things that are relative, or talk about things, you know, current events or something like that, but there's a lot of times, man, like, you know, I may pause from time to time because I'm so damn tired. I work overnight. But other times I pause because it's like, what can you really say? I mean, nothing to a degree is really going to change. Like I said before, and I say it again, you can't stop the stupid. Like, they're taking over. The stupid have found a way to win.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, what do you do?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you either, I don't know, man. Like, you have a, it's like an experiment, like a science project, just looking at people sometimes and just watching the things that they do. Like, no one heard, I mean, I have to say it, you know, no one heard this dude say, I haven't paid federal taxes in years. Oh, yeah, I grabbed about a, you know, and I'm like, huh?
Well, you do know he's about to be People Magazine's Person of the Year, right?
I might have to hang up the phone now. What do you mean Person of the Year?
Yes, they are voting him Person of the Year. You know, I think, is it Time? Yeah, Time Magazine. You know, every year they do Person of the Year, or the most influential person, yeah, and all that other stuff. Yes, he's about to be Person of the Year. They voted him Person of the Year. And this is what I mean by this is normal now. These being certain things are normal. Just like I hate to bring them up because they, you know, I don't know, they might put some voodoo on you or just name, saying their name three times, bring one of them here like Beetlejuice. But the Kardashians, they have not one piece of time. What have they done? Have you seen them on any? Have they made an album? Are they on anybody's singing list? Do they do art, dance? They don't do anything, but they are famous. They are the only reason why. Well, basically, the only reason why they're really out there is because of who their father was. But nobody really knew that until like within the last couple of years. They knew that the father was on the OJ case and all that also, but nobody really paid them any mind until them girls started dealing with all those rappers and singers and basketball stars and all that other stuff. And then all of a sudden they had shows and everything, but it's like, what did y'all do to become famous? Y'all basically, you know, did sexual acts to become famous. That's the only thing that I could think of that they did. And everybody that you encounter, that every man that they have encountered, they have ruined their lives. So that's why I said I don't want to say their names too much because they might, one of them might appear in my house and and they could have ruined my damn life. So I don't want to. And that's, you know, and it's scary because just like you said, it's like how. How did we become a nation of just like we just like how did this happen? Where you give people that don't do absolutely nothing, or they terrorize people, or they put fear in people and all that. So how did this happen?
Listen, once again, the stupid have taken over, and they have infiltrated the key position, and they're going to keep making sure that people continue to stay dumb to, you know, what's going on and stay blind to it. That's what they're
going
to do.
But then they want to get on people like, oh my God, what's his name that just died? Oh my God, I can't think of him. Why I can't think of him right now? Oh my goodness, the Cuban president that just died. Well, I can't think of this man's name right now.
I don't know either.
Fidel Castro. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
But then y'all want to get on Fidel. Y'all want to get on Pablo Escobar. Y'all want to get on all these people that, okay, we understand that they may not have been the best of, you know, best of people. They had their vices. We know that. But they, I can see them putting their mark on the world better than them people that you actually put in, that you praising.
Well,
unbelievable.
It's only unbelievable because your mind doesn't choose to wrap itself around such buffoonery. That's why. You know, like I said, you know, it's, you know, every very interesting, you know, some people on the street treat you better than the stranger in your house, the person in your house.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's kind of crazy. You just when you think like, yeah, I can pay this off and then I'm free, you know, something else happens. So it's like, I mean, it's to be expected. With the people, with the humans, it's to be expected. No matter what you do or how you do it, it's to be expected, man.
Yeah, but that's my thing. It's like it's to be expected, but this is not how it's supposed to be.
No, it's not. But trust me, people are going to capitalize off of it and make it into what they want it to be to satisfy their needs, satisfy their ego. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, that's what's being done right now.
Yep, exactly.
You know, every time you turn around, it's all about me. And
selfish.
Sad. Then they wonder why, you know, then they wonder why certain people such as myself, like, I don't want to go outside. Nah, I don't want to be bothered.
Right.
Nah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what?
Nope, I'm not staying in my house. I can't. Mm-mm. But unfortunately, you know, you got to go out sometime. Because then be like that. So, what's it for? By a minute where who can it be? They come knocking on the door trying to come and get you. Hey, you don't go out the house. Let's go and get him.
Get your ass outside, boy.
Right. Yeah. So it's
just. Go spend some
just,
money.
You know, it's. Right, exactly. It's to the point where, you know, this, you know, on. You know, not only that, but, you know, you have to go to work. You have to, you have to engage sometime with outside. But it's just like, it's scary to go out because you just got so many, just like, it's just too much going on. And, you know, like I said, people don't give you space and, you know, it's too much. Then it's like it's more people now than it ever was before in just one borough. Not even, we can't even say in the country, just in one borough. It seems like the whole country is in one borough.
Wow.
The whole population of the United States is in one daggone borough now.
Oh, my God. Wow. That's interesting. I was kind of getting a visual of that. It's really interesting.
Yeah, well, you make sense. Listen, all you got to do is, like I said, just go downtown Brooklyn and you see it all. You'll see it all.
Yes, I guess you will.
Yeah.
Yeah, this dude will be here by January, hopefully. Yeah. I don't know, man. But, I do want to talk about next week episode.
Okay.
Got to kind of get a little serious for a minute. I need to talk about a situation that happened to me and a couple of friends of mine, but the end result is basically me. And I think I need to address our young minority men and women about what's going on out here, because these youngins, they just don't get it. They really don't. And there's so much going on that they take for granted or don't pay attention to because they think, oh, you know, this person, you know, got me out of there. And, oh, yeah, this person will take me. But so you can't always keep looking for the free ride. You can't always keep looking for somebody to pull you up on something. Sometimes you just may have to climb and you may have to, you know, handle things and go about things your own way. But, I got to address our, you know, I just have to address this. It's something I really need to, you know, get off my chest. It's a story that I want to share. But, and it just made me uncomfortable thinking about it because just recently, I was just asked about it, and I was like, "Wow, I forgot myself." But Apparently somebody didn't. So, yeah, I definitely, you know, need to say a few things because, you know, I was also looking on Facebook and they did that, what's that little challenge that everybody's standing still and whatnot?
Mannequin challenge.
Yeah, mannequin challenge.
Mannequin challenge.
But then I saw some, you know, kids who I don't know, man. Like I said, that's why I've just been in kind of like a flux this whole week, man, because you know, brought up to me, it just really, I wasn't on a pedestal, but it just kind of pushed me on the floor.
Because were you talking about the young men that did the mannequin challenge and they had
Okay. The young men that did the mannequin challenge. Sorry, I got a little strange thought. The young men that did the mannequin challenge and the black dudes, and they did it with the guns, and the next thing you know, the house gets raided.
Mm-hmm.
But then there were some white people that got up there and did the mannequin challenge. Now let's see what's going to happen.
All right, absolutely.
Because they had guns too.
Right, absolutely.
So I'm going to see what's going to
happen. But you know how that's going to go.
Listen, you can't. Yeah, I know that how that's gonna go, but it's stop it. Like, really,
right.
You need to stop it.
You
know
what's
saying?
So
because
funny?
Then,
go ahead.
What?
No, I was saying, you know what's so funny?
Ask why we met. What's up?
Mm-hmm. I was just explaining that to the young men in this house. I was explaining that to. And I said, but you know what's so funny about that? Now, those young men, got the house got raided and all that other stuff. But guess what? Eric Gardner was on, they had him on tape being choked out. Nothing happened to the officers. Okay.
Exactly.
You had, what's the guy that got killed? What's his name? Philando Castro, like I said, on camera, being killed by police officers. And what happened? Nothing. So it's like, you see how the, you know, you see how these young men were doing a mannequin challenge, which was, you know, just like you said, we'll talk about that. But, and then next thing, just like you said, next thing you know, the house gets raided. And you have that on camera, but then you had on camera with people were being killed in cold blood, but nothing happened.
Yeah. They're getting away with murder.
Nothing happened. Just got away with it, and oh well, you know, they were doing their job, and yeah, you know, that's it. And they felt threatened, and you know, every other excuse that they give for those things happened. So I was just explaining that to the young men in this house. Same thing.
But they never get it until it happens, until it hits close to home.
Mhm.
But by then, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully, you ain't the one, you know, at home base, but it. Why should it take that long?
Right.
You know what I'm
saying? Right, absolutely. Absolutely.
Especially if you're, like, being told of the dangers and the issues.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you still out there, you know, dancing with the devil?
But then you have to look at it, like I said. My thing is this. There isn't nobody. Okay. Us as parents or us as older adults or, you know, whatever, we going to tell our children, you know, cousins, you know, whatever, we are going to tell them. But look at the ones that don't have nobody tell them. And they have no idea. And they're letting, like I said, social media is raising these kids. It's not even the TV anymore. Social media is raising these kids. Remember how you used to say, oh, the TV? Yeah, they used to say, oh, the TV's raising the kids. It's not even the TV raising the kids anymore. It's social media that's raising them now. Because this is what they look at. This is what they see as, oh, if he's doing that or she's doing that, oh, that must be the right thing to do. Social media is raising these children.
That's
and it's sad. It's a sad situation.
Yeah. It is. It very much is. That's why, like I said, we're just going to go in, you know, we're going to get in depth next week because, like I said, my story, and, you know, I want the young men of you know, your house to listen in on the story as well because it's very, very interesting because, like I said, I didn't give it any thought until I was just, it was just like a rude awakening, a reminder, you know, of, like, how things can go down.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So.
Absolutely.
You know, it's all good. But, you know.
Absolutely.
We're going to wrap this up until next Thursday. And,
yes, sir.
Big Red.
Yes.
Hope you,
yes, sir.
Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow.
You too. You have a good day tomorrow, yeah. Brother B.
Well, listen, I'm about to crash. I mean, my apologies to everybody. Like, yo, I'm basically running on like 20 hours no sleep. I'm hurting right now.
I'm hurting.
Somebody got the Negan bat to my ass.
Oh, God. Oh, goodness.
You know.
Yeah. We will definitely get up on that next week, everyone.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Yeah, and we also got to do a moment of talking dead, because I got to ask you, like, what the hell is wrong with Carl? Carl wilding out, son. Carl wilding out.
Testosterone. I already told you what that is. Testosterone.
Carl.
We definitely going to get into that. We'll definitely, yeah.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. Sorry to everybody. Until next week,
right.
Be easy. God bless. Don't let them stress you or test you. It's been the menu. Big Red Brother B. We out.
All right, we out. Later, everybody.
All right.
Later.